It still looks like it has just dropped out of a sci-fi movie. No surprise, then, that when the location finders for the multi-billion Marvel Comics film franchise were looking for an HQ for the Avengers superheroes, it fitted the bill perfectly. And so, the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts on the UEA campus in Norwich has duly appeared in two films already: Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Spider-Man, Homecoming. Still at the cutting edge, then, and not a bad record for something built in the 1970s. Actually, can you think of any other building from that era that could claim that? Me neither. Sci-fi walk-ons apart, the building's day job, of course, is as the home of the celebrated art collection of Robert and Lisa Sainsbury, built up over the years with an unerring eye for quality and a long series of high-profile exhibitions. The latest, Superstructures, the new architecture 1960 to 1990, has just opened. It was Sir Robert and Lady Sainsbury's 1973 decision to donate their entire 580-strong collection to the UEA, with their son David adding £3 million to house it, which provided the spark for what has become the Sainsbury Centre. It was an incredible act of generosity from the famous supermarket family, and one which needed an equally remarkable building to be worthy of it. From a field of 17 possible architects, Norman Foster was chosen in 1974 in what was his first ever public building. Lord Foster's other projects have since included such cutting-edge buildings as the world-famous Swiss Re building in London, the Gherkin, and in our region, the terminal at Stansted Airport. The Sainsbury Centre was designed to be innovative. It was the first use of superplastic aluminium in the building industry, and also flexible, energy-saving, and accessible to all. Above all, to be as beautiful as the artworks it contained. Writing in 1978, the architect recalled how that principle was established from his very first meeting with the Sainsburys. They had an obvious distaste for monuments, a belief that works of art should be enjoyed as a pleasurable aesthetic experience, and there should be the maximum opportunity for contact by scientist and art student alike, he wrote. He paid tribute to the Dutch-Indonesian interior and industrial designer Ho Liang Li, who began the process of making the design vision a reality, but who tragically died in 1975. The rampant inflation of the 1970s affected the project as in other walks of life, ballooning the final cost to £4.2 million, with David Sainsbury and his sister Annabel later giving extra donations to help meet rising costs. Sir Robert and Lady Sainsbury made a further gift of £4.5 million in 1987. Firms from the county and wider region were intimately involved with its construction and fitting, including management contractors R.G. Carter. Its elegant staircases and balustrades, for example, were made by Hubbard Brothers on the Norwich Airport Industrial Estate. Its china and tableware came from Lucy's. At its opening, Vice-Chancellor Thistlethwaite predicted that the new building would turn out to be one of the most important buildings of the 1970s. He wasn't wrong. The accolades soon began to pour in. Awarding the building the Royal Institute of British Architects 1978 award, its president, Gordon Graham, hailed it as one of the three most outstanding buildings of the 20th century. More acclaim followed. It was voted one of the world's top buildings in a 1984 poll of architects and was given Grade 2 listed status in 2012. As the permanent collections have grown, the Sainsbury collection was later joined by the Anderson Collection of Art Nouveau and UEA's Abstract and Constructivist Collection. So has the building. The multi-million pound crescent wing extension opened in 1991, giving a 44% increase in ground floor area. The building has hosted many memorable exhibitions over the years, with some of the most recent including Masterpieces, Art and East Anglia, Francis Bacon and the Masters, Alphonse Mucha in Quest of Beauty, and the sister exhibitions of Royal Fabergé and Radical Russia.